Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Al-Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by the esteemed panel, Jay Skills, Big Jerv, Black Trey. Hell of a show for you guys today. We're going to talk about Uber XL etiquette. Is every Uber XL created equally? The answer is no. We'll tell you why, because of Jerv's wild weekend. We're going to recap BMF. And we're going to talk a little bit also later about MLK Day, man, and the statue that came up in Boston. It looks like a dick. Yeah, you want to stay tuned for that. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in. You get the extra content like the OG pod, like the watch-alongs, like the Discord, all that stuff, and much, much more. patreon.com/countthedings. Lock in on that. But first, yo, speaking of not trash, I'm not going to sit here and let y'all talk shit about Uber XLs, man.
I am. Fuck that.
The minivan Uber XL is a blessing, man. It's got room. You ain't got to move seats to get to the back. People can just walk right through. It's spacious. You got cup holders all the time. It got doors on both sliding doors on both sides. So we ain't got to say, oh, no, you got to get out on this side or that side. Man, what are y'all hating on, man? What is it? Backstory. Jerv ordered an Uber XL and correction, got a minivan.
Somebody else. It's not on his transaction records.
Look, I'm telling you, man, it's not that big a deal. Sometimes these Uber SUVs be charging way outlandish pricing and stuff, man.
I'm gonna tell you what, man.
Trey, you try to say, oh, like that's the new hustles, like everyone from the minivan doing the Uber XL and all the SUVs that moved out, and you know that's why it's embarrassing. Whatever. But I'm gonna tell you what's more embarrassing: when you order the Uber SUV and it's a Suburban, but it's an old ass Suburban, it's an Uncle Luke Suburban. Like that to me is worse than a minivan pulling up, because a minivan pull up, you know, a nigga can make some jokes and shit and talk about where we got some orange slices here. Someone passed me a Capri Sun. The hoes love it, man. I'm telling you. But you get in a old ass Suburban, man, it's just kind of like, man, maybe your Uber rating ain't that so good. Which I discovered, by the way, the cars they send you, it's like based on your rating too.
Wait, what?
It's not just the prices. Yeah, man. Yeah. And seen it through my own eyes.
You ain't earned enough to get in the luxury.
Pretty much.
Oh wow.
Pretty much. Hey.
You gotta struggle before you can be fly.
So that means you need to tip more? Like how do you change that?
Because that's the thing. Like technically, because they all rate you. Every driver rates you. And technically, they're not supposed to rate you on your tip. It's supposed to be about how you are. Like, was he cool? Was he sloppy? Did he make me wait a bunch of times or whatever? But the reality is, these niggas are all rating you on your tip. They're all shitting on you for not tipping.
Right.
So now you're going to love this nigga Jerv just realize why a fucking 1998 Ford Aerostar picked them up. Because your homie don't tip, right? Am I right?
Cheap ass nigga.
Yo, he cheap as shit.
Hey, but the craziest shit, dog.
Look at that. Full circle, ladies and gentlemen. We got to the bottom of it. This nigga got picked up in a goddamn, what's it called?
Hey.
Grand Wagoneer.
All right, open up your apps and say your rating.
On Uber?
Let's see. I'm 4.91.
Oh, I know I'm probably like a one.
One you can't. Look, my cousin is like a he's at the number where he can't even order Uber Eats.
Damn, I'm at 4.81. I don't.
Oh shit! Hold on. You at 4.81, Trey? Where you at?
4.91.
Damn. I gotta catch up to Trey. I'm 4.89.
I'm 4.89. Yeah. I don't know how I did that.
I don't know. I don't know who I wrong. Nigga, hey, what?
This is why niggas is getting minivans. But also,
no. He didn't order it. It's the whole point. This nigga just talking shit.
Hey, no, but listen, you know I had to go over to beyond.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
ah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
But I tweeted out, Uber XLs ain't XLing, right? Anywhere I go, except Portland, because Portland, they ain't going to give you no SUV. But I do the Uber XL. Normally, when I'm with my coworkers and we got to go up the block or we about to go do some shit, I'm like, all right, let's get an Uber XL because it's going to be five motherfuckers in there.
Yeah.
Cool. I get it. I can't get an X if I wanted to. I'm not even right. Trying to be bougie on this. But you pull up in the joint. And again, I mean, the benefits of a van, reclining seats, leg room.
Yep.
Except, storage. Right?
You got storage. Luggage.
Yeah. I ain't doing all that.
I'm gonna tell you this. Not to cut you off, but this shit happened to me. You gotta take advantage.
I'm only giving two bullet points, but I'm gonna tell you, I prefer the black truck. But I'm telling you, at the end of the day, what advice did I give you earlier? I mean, yesterday about getting Uber black, silent ride, temperature control.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, no.
And Jerv said, I ain't call it.
No, I didn't
call it, bro.
I'm going to give you a great example, Trey. When I'm by myself, I no longer get UberX. I get comfort. I get comfort for one reason and one reason only. Conversation, shut the fuck up. That's why I get comfort. And depending on where you are and what time of day it is, sometimes comfort be like 30 cents more expensive than X. Before y'all start saying, oh, this nigga throwing money around. So it's not even like that crazy or a dollar more expensive. It's worth, I'll pay an extra dollar for you to shut the fuck up.
Yo, y'all have like put me on to how this shit
works. You know about comfort?
I didn't know any of this shit, dog. I just was like, oh, well, how much do we need? All right, well, fuck it. I'll pay this price or whatever. That I didn't know that if I select comfort, that means they can't. Like, so if I select comfort, they won't talk to me.
So, you know, like, if you ever got, like, Uber Black, right? Like, it has all these extra options before you confirm. So, would you like the temperature? Would you like the conversation? Do you have bags, whatever? Comfort has basically the temperature and the conversation. It doesn't have the bags part. Like, after that, you're on your own. But
it's cool. I get my bags, you know?
Yeah, I get my bags. I don't even like when people take my bags anyway. But, yeah, the point is, the most important thing for me is, because even temperature, like if you're in an Uber X, you could tell the nigga to turn it up, turn it down. And 99% of the time they do, except for that one time when there was this Uber driver in winter, wanted to drive with the windows down, but wouldn't turn on the heat because of COVID. And I was like, fuck you, man. Like, you're not doing this shit. But yeah, man, comfort. Jerv, comfort is your friend because it is reasonably priced, but it gives you that extra control of it. Don't say shit. Now, the other shit, like I said, with the ratings, That shit is on you. Like I said, these niggas aren't supposed to be rating you on your tips, but they are. And so that's why your man's called the Uber XL and didn't get like, you know, a Yukon Denali or whatever. Didn't get a, it didn't even get like a Toyota Highlander or some shit like that. You know, I'll take one of them. What I won't take, man, is them old ass Suburbans or like you got the 98 Windstar, because damn, that shit is. No, that one has
digital,
no amenities.
I'll take the minivan digital over the Highlander. I don't like anything that's not the Suburban. Or the
no,
not a friend of the old
mini. Jason, this is how I'm saying. When you got to open the minivan door.
Oh, it doesn't have an automatic.
Do this
open.
Nah,
yeah,
brother.
That's
how. So from my Sudanese proverb, the hoes don't care about the car when it's cold outside.
Yep, this is true.
Facts.
This is true. It pull up and they're getting in. They're not gonna say I'm gonna wait for the next one.
I hear you
now, but
you got
but
room
Trey,
for one more.
But Trey, the flip side is, if it's two cars that pull up at the same time, you nigga, you gonna lose that face off. I've had that one happen.
Ooh, the face off is tough. Like,
hold up, we all go in the same place.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna get in this one.
We all, it's a big group. Somehow all the hoes rode in that car. My niggas is going. Well, who's over there? Well, it's Mike. Yeah. Mike just got all them by himself.
Right. And she's like grabbing her friend, like, come on, we getting in this one.
That's gonna do it for us on Black Opinions Matter. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in. No pod returns this week, so we took a few weeks off. I know, you know. If you're a Patreon, you heard why we took a few weeks off of that, but we're back. We're going to bring it back to you, me, Trey, Waz, Tom, and Zach. Also, the Discords, the watch-alongs. We need to do one of these playoff games at some point. Maybe next week. I don't know. Be on the lookout for that if you're a Patreon. Shout out to Trey. Shout out to Jay. Shout out to Big Jerv. I'm Amina Hassan. Remind you to stay black, folks.